It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it is Monday. Monday's in the feed. We talk sports here in Connecticut with our friend, the Vin Cerullo. How we doing, Vin?
Oh, we're doing great. Kevin, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah.
All right, you have a good weekend at the parade?
Yeah, we were in Milford and New Haven and saw everybody out on the parade routes. It was fun.
Yeah, it seems there was a lot of good Facebook page pictures
yeah,
on it.
Yeah,
so it was good. Yeah. Well, let's start off with the big congratulations to John Nader of Jonathan Law High School, who was named the Connecticut Gatorade Player of the Year, along with being named the Walter Camp Player of the Year. Congratulations to John. John had an outstanding year in football and basketball. John also plays baseball for Jonathan Law, all on the varsity level. Next year, he's going to be attending UConn and will be a walk-on for the UConn football team. So he's looking forward to that.
That's awesome.
So we're really getting into the CIAC basketball championship playoffs. It's really narrowing down. Today starts the quarterfinals. Some games which to take a look at are Holy Cross and Staples in Division II and Kennedy and Xavier.
Nice.
Two games that are really on the board there to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
The ladies' double L semifinals start today, and Hamden is facing off against Newington, while Newtown tips off against Fairfield Ludlow. And in the L division, the final is set, and we're going to see Pomperog play E.O. Smith, which is number 3, and Pomperog is number 1. All the championship games will be played at Mohegan Sun Arena. Check for the CIAC website for all the details. And that's both for the boys and the girls will be played at Mohegan Sun.
Wow, that's cool that they get to play there. That's fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great venue, too.
Yeah.
Of course, we had some bad news of the passing of the ex-Minnesota Viking coach, Bud Grant. I had the opportunity to meet and talk with him at length at one of the NFL drafts. It was when it was still being held in New York. He was just a great guy to talk to. He really loved the sport as well as the game of football. And Kevin, I'll tell you what, he's going to be missed in the football world.
Yeah, definitely.
No question.
Yeah, I heard that story. That's sad.
Yeah, I know. Very great guy. Great guy. But that's it, Kevin, because everything is kind of wrapping up in winter sports, and we're looking forward to the spring stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of basketball in March, right?
as you know, March Madness
is exactly.
here.
All right, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kevin, take care, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Said.